You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we will discuss the impact of what Mayor de Blasio's proposed school schedule is going to do to parents in New York. But friends, before we get to that, do you know what kind of bad behavior China is up to? Did you know that they are spying on us like never before? Gordon Chang in the green room to get things started. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Now reach the point where the FBI is opening a new China-related counterintelligence case about every 10 hours. Of the nearly 5,000 active FBI counterintelligence cases currently underway across the country, almost half are all related to China.
That is an astounding thing that came out of Director Ray's mouth yesterday from the FBI. Half of all of the intelligence counterintelligence cases that the FBI are opening now are related to China. And did you hear the statistic he started with? One every 10 hours or so is started all over again. A new China counterintelligence case starts almost every 10 hours. That is an enormous amount of subterfuge that's being run against us if they're all legitimate and we're having to deal with them. Here to discuss this, amongst other things, is Gordon Chang. You can find him at GordonChang.com and follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. I consider him the world's top expert on the region and appreciate his insight with us on a regular basis here. Gordon, welcome back. I hope you had a great fourth. Were you surprised when Christopher Wray said those words yesterday?
I'm not surprised that about half of the counterintelligence cases relate to China, but I am surprised by the number, because if we go back about a year or so ago, maybe 18 months, they were talking about over 1,000 cases against China. Now they're essentially saying just a bit under 2,500, and that is a big jump. Clearly we know that China has been moving to obtain intelligence from the United States for decades. But it seems that at least in recent years, there has been a noticeable increase in the tempo of China's activities.
So let me ask you a couple of tactical things. Why the U.S. and why this intensity now?
Well, you know, as Willie Sutton said, he robs banks because that's where the money is. Well, the U.S. is where the technology is, where also a lot of the world's military prowess is American. And indeed, the U.S. is the only country that is able to confront China meaningfully. So I think that's the reason why we are the target of all of these Chinese cases of espionage and surveillance.
So and you know, the interesting thing about the pandemic, of course, is that it started in Wuhan and has moved around the globe. And there's been increasing underlying tensions that, you know, were already in place, the global trade war and some of the other things. But I'm seeing things now like China trying to use social media apps to gain intelligence through people. There's one that the State Department is even thinking about banning because they feel like it's too vulnerable. They're using, I'm assuming, human assets on the ground. What is the scope, as best as you can determine, in terms of how they're going about trying to get this information?
Well, China takes illicitly hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. intellectual property each year. We don't know exactly how much, of course, but people talk as perhaps as much as $600 billion. Many of the estimates center around $300 to $400 billion. But whatever it is, it's a grievous wound, and we obviously got to stop it. We've had previous administrations who either took very little action or took actions that were designed to be ineffective. And so, yes, the Chinese are thieves, but we allowed them to be thieves. And so this really is on us. And we can stop this. We have to obviously take a much more resolute stance. And the current administration is moving in the right direction. Needs to do more, but we're moving in the right direction.
Well, I think this is a painful question to ask, Gordon, but you think back to World War II and what we didn't know about espionage and how it was being executed, and then, of course, the Cold War. Do they have human assets in infiltrating American companies, American laboratories, American colleges? Have they turned Americans against America? Are there human agents that they are seeking and recruiting for their purposes? How are they going about this level of penetration?
Well, there are Chinese agents and assets throughout American society, from the top to the bottom. And the reason that China has those assets is because its efforts to get them have been determined, and they have been doing this for decades. They use a lot of money. They throw it around. And so we have not taken steps to counter this.
Yeah.
So this isn't a question as much an American failing as it is a question of Chinese villainy.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I want to kind of point out. And they've done some other things through back channels. I mean, they've solidified their currency. They've got almost a gold standard with a kind of oil commodity standard behind it in a way that's stronger than it's ever been before. And this, for people that have been watching it, it's very disturbing. But let me ask you this, because this is where it really the rubber hits the road here. Is there a difference fundamentally in a Donald J. Trump administration and a Joe Biden administration in terms of the approach that they would deal with China with?
Yeah, we haven't seen Biden as president, of course, but I do believe that there would be a fundamental difference. President Trump, I think, believes and has believed for a very long time that China is a threat to the United States, whereas Vice President Biden has consistently talked about cooperation with China. And this brings us back to May 1st of last year, when Biden said that China's not competition for the United States, almost in those words. And he said that China's leaders were not bad folks. And so that shows, I think, a fundamental difference in outlook towards China. Of course, President Trump has said, I think, some unbelievably generous things about his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. But most of those things were said in the early months of his administration, where every American president tries to build cooperative relations with Beijing. Xi Jinping spurned that generous approach. And so now President Trump has taken a more resolute stance, and his language is more resolute.
Yeah.
Americans have got to understand that we can't cooperate with China run by Xi Jinping, or indeed by the Communist Party.
Is it problematic that Joe Biden's son is still on the payroll of a major Chinese corporation and getting tens of millions of dollars a year for it?
Absolutely. Biden's son I can understand China putting $1.5 billion or whatever under management of an American, but you would expect that that American would have extensive experience managing portfolios and money.
Right.
I don't think that Hunter Biden had that experience. And considering the circumstances under which that money was entrusted to him, this is very suspicious.
In the controversy of the Wuhan virus going global, the World Health Organization certainly played a role in that. The president announced yesterday that we're withdrawing as of June of next year. Your take on how that changes the equation?
This is a fundamental change that President Trump is saying to the world, that he will not put up with failing multilateral institutions. And Kevin, we've got to understand how serious the collaboration between Beijing and the World Health Organization was. The WHO propagated narratives it knew was false. Those were China's narratives. And specifically, I'm referring to China's belief or contention that the the coronavirus was not human-to-human transmissible.
Right.
Chinese leaders knew about that for at least 5 weeks, maybe months. And the World Health Organization helped them propagate that to the world with the infamous January 14th tweet of the WHO. Mm. Moreover, the WHO supported China's efforts to pressure countries to not impose travel restrictions and quarantines. This was the WHO's January 10th statement in support of China's position. Those two acts by China, travel restrictions and quarantines and human-to-human transmissibility, that's what made a disease which should have been just located in the center of China and made it a global pandemic.
Gordon, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The Mission.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise to give you a mortgage tip from Fellowship Home Loans. They're the mortgage guys that I recommend, Brian Sheely and Mike Rakeman. You've heard me talking about them for years. You know they give you better service than anybody else. But Brian now joins us. And Brian, good news, and this is amazing news. Lowest interest rates for home mortgages ever in the history of home mortgage rates. Talk to me.
Yeah, Kevin, it's something that's really time-stamped right now because I don't know if I'll be able to say the same thing next week, but we've always talked about near record lows, close to all-time lows, but we're actually hit that rock bottom of all-time low interest rates. And usually when something like this happens, it's a sign of home values declining and trying to spark the market a little bit. But that's the opposite now. Home values are booming. There's a huge demand on home ownership. And that's amazing if you're looking to buy because you can afford a more expensive home now because rates are so low. But it's a gem for those of you out there who own a home and trying to lower your monthly payment. Now is the time to do so.
So and there's really no other there's no better way to do it than Fellowship Home Loans. Brian, just riff on this for a second for me. You guys are a direct lender. It saves people time in the application process.
Definitely. Being that there's no third party, there's no broker. We are the decision makers. We are the bank. So you're cutting out that middleman and it's making the process go 10 times faster than it normally would.
And saves you money simultaneously. Friends, think about that. You're trying to get into your first home. You're trying to refinance the home that you have. Maybe you've been eyeing a second home and you're saying, if only I could get the best interest rate possible. Well, when are you going to get it any better? It's the lowest it's ever been. Call them today. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Talk to Mike and Brian. They will do you right. Brian Sheely, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place, the film about Corrie Ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold behind-the-scenes true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Poli, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch Underground's true breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with the promo code MOVIE. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
New York, L.A., Chicago, they're all losing people. New York City alone lost more than 500,000 residents just during the first few months of COVID. Millions more are expected to leave. Meanwhile, there's been this massive surge in demand for real estate in rural and suburban Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Montana, and Oregon. City living is just becoming passe.
Wow, I never thought that Kristen B. Tate, who I know deep down in her heart of hearts, is a lover of New York City. But she's telling the truth there. I know it for a fact because if you drive around the area where I live, there are homes on the market everywhere. People are leaving in massive numbers. But why is it all happening? She took that on in her most recent column for The Hill, and she rejoins us as she does every Wednesday. Kristen B. Tate, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you as always, Kev.
So why did you decide to write about that? What was the impetus for your interest in the subject?
Well, as you know, my latest book, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, chronicled the exodus out of blue states and cities that we've been seeing for the past year. However, COVID really just accelerated.
It was like throwing gas right on a burning fire.
Exactly. So I was curious to what extent COVID has accelerated the trend. And so I studied real estate sale data in both big blue cities and then also in suburban areas and even some rural areas that are seeing massive surges in demand.
And what'd you find?
So what I found is that the numbers bear out the theory that people are fleeing. So New York City has already lost almost 700,000 people and is expected to lose several million by the end of the year, as have Chicago and LA. And to be clear, it's not just families who are picking up and leaving, it's young people as well. So nearly 3 million young people moved back in with their parents during COVID. A lot of these folks are now working remotely permanently and will not return to the cities. And it makes perfect sense, Kevin. Think about it. I mean, why would you go back to a city where you have to pay $3,000 a month in rent for a one-bedroom apartment, where crime is through the roof? I mean, we've seen double-digit murder rates in Chicago and now New York every single weekend,
right,
where the public school systems are an absolute joke, they're failing, and where you can't even enjoy the culture of these cities anymore because restaurants and theaters are all shutting down. They weren't allowed to make revenue during the virus, and now many are disappearing permanently. So people are moving to smaller, more sparsely populated areas. And in a lot of cases, they're discovering the charm of small town living. I mean, you can get a great place to live for under $2,000 a month in a lot of suburban areas. A lot of places that have fewer people have stunning natural beauty, a great sense of community, and they're safer.
Yeah. Well, and you're so right, because I think the charm of New York and to some degree Chicago and Los Angeles all have to do with what those cities as cities, were holding for people. Megyn Kelly put something on her Twitter a few weeks ago that was so profound. She said people pay for the apartment in New York not to be in the apartment in New York. They pay for the apartment in New York to be in New York. But they put up with that. They put up with the cost and the expense because of the amenities that the city entices with. When you do not have anything to do, anywhere to go, and you're basically not needed to show up at a physical address for a job each day, it makes being there and paying that price to be there highly unattractive. So this is not shocking in the least. And I guess the question is, Kristen, are we watching? And I say this as a lover of New York City. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to be here. Are we seeing the eclipsing or the passing us by of the day in which the world class big city and all the things that go with it, the ballet and the culture and the Broadway and the restaurants and all those things, are we done with that? Is it permanently down for the count?
It's certainly going in that direction. If New York continues in the way it's going, you know, now they're talking about defunding their own police department. If that continues to happen, it's only a matter of time before big corporations follow suit and leave the city as well. In fact, many are. J.P. Yeah. Morgan is now shifting out of New York. Then you'll really be in a situation where New York will become a burnt out urban area like Detroit used to be. And what I think we'll see happen is second tier cities like Knoxville, Nashville,
Austin,
Dallas,
Birmingham.
These kinds of places are going to boom and become new cultural centers.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch. And I think it's so important that not only did you mention that this trend was happening because of the taxation and the policies that were going on ahead of time, but once pandemic hit, that made it even worse. And then to add to that, the riots and all the reforms that seem to be being talked about changing now in the aftermath of that are adding to the real distaste. I mean, and in New York, you've got quality of life crimes that were allowed to be put back into public legality, like public urination and that sort of thing. So, you know, nobody wants to live in a place that's not enjoyable to live in, and they certainly don't want to pay a lot of money to be there.
And you know what's the saddest part about this is the people who will be hurt most by all of this are the most vulnerable and the poor
right.
who can't afford to move. You know, these liberals who are advocating for all this stuff think it's all well and good to have liberal policy until it comes to their doorstep. And then you know what? They move because they have the means to do that. But the poor and vulnerable, they're stuck in these cities with the horrible schools, the exploding crime, and there's nothing they can do about it. These are the people the left wing is hurting most.
The mayor announced this morning that they're going to do a blended school schedule for the fall, which is going to be, you know, part of the day you go to the classroom, and then they have a period of time where they wipe down all the desks, and then the kid goes home for the afternoon and does the rest of it online. I don't see how the people you're talking about, Kristen, the ticket takers at the Broadway theaters, the wait staff at the restaurants, I don't see how people working in those daily needed jobs can monitor their kids' schooling and go to work at the same time. It's just they've needed the quasi daycare that the school has come to represent in order to be able to even have their job. And now you're taking away the resource that allows them to do that. I don't know how they get by on this.
The economy is going to hurt from this. There's no question about it. What's happening is that these cities are basically forcing at least one parent in the home to stop working, to care for their child, and also give them education. And unfortunately, there are a lot of parents who won't step up to the plate and won't watch their children and make sure that they are learning at home. And then what you end up with is just a generation of children who missed at least a year of their education, of their educational career. And these are the children that we're sending eventually to college and into the workplace who will be that much less prepared.
Or sadly, Rikers Island. I mean, it's,
exactly.
You know, it's not going to. All right.
Gotcha.
So read her most recent piece in The Hill. Read her every week in The Hill. She's a contributor and columnist for them. And then make sure you get Tate's take here on Kevin McCullough Radio every Wednesday. Kristen, always appreciative of your mind and your insights. Thanks for being here.
Always love being on the show. Thanks,
all right.
Kev.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a parenting tip and yet to come. More breaking news. Don't go away. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
you know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My very special guest is Robert Mahoney. He is a journalist and a fighter for press freedom. Your organization to protect journalists, what is it that you're actually doing and what can we do better?
This was an organization that was set up by journalists concerned that no one was doing anything for journalists who had no protections. And so they started writing letters to the president of the country or whoever it was attacking those journalists. And they managed to convince a number of high-profile U.S. journalists. They got Walter Cronkite. And the founders say it was the power of the letterhead that really made a difference. We function like a news agency, but we focus on a narrow area of attacks on journalists and press freedom violations.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. Visited New York Truck Stop Radio lately? We're open and here for you, especially in these uncertain times. Join Arthur and Zach Miller and guests as they discuss transportation, commerce, and the bottom line. Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am570themission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We need to listen to the voices of our parents as we plan, as we prepare, as we think about what they are saying about the people they know best, their own children.
Yeah, well, okay, I don't know if you are listening to the parents, Mr. de Blasio, because I haven't found any parents yet that like this idea of the blended day. Go to school in the morning, teachers wipe everything down, give it an hour to dry, bring in the other kids in the afternoon. You're doing half of it in person and half of it online, and no one's going to be able to have a regularly set schedule. I mean, this is, I don't know, to me, It seems like a bunch of hogwash, but we'll have to see how it plays out. Here to discuss how parents can survive in the midst of all this is our parenting expert. The Parenting Express is the name of this segment, and I'm glad to have Shelley Goldberg on the team. Shelley, you've been looking at this. You've been thinking about this. You heard what the mayor had to say this morning. How do the parents make their way through this?
Oh, my God, Kevin. If parents weren't stressed out before, they certainly are stressed out now. I mean, is it part-time? Is it alternating? Is it 1 to 3 days a week? How do you fit that in with work? Do you keep your job? Do you lose your job? Wow. Wow. So in Googling around, I found this wonderful, wonderful set of tips from a Dr. Ballett, and she's with a medical university in South Carolina, and I wanted to share this with your listeners.
All right, let's do it.
And hopefully this will bring down some of the stress, some of the anxiety. Number one. Rest assured, parents, you are not alone. That the anxiety, the uncertainty, not knowing where all of this is going, sometimes just knowing that you're going through this with a whole community, with the city, with your friends, you know, it's like being trapped in an elevator and knowing there are other people in the elevator, not just you.
Okay.
So console yourself with the fact that you're not going through this alone. Two, set aside time to learn about deep breathing. This is great stuff. It's the sympathetic versus the parasympathetic. I don't know exactly how it all works, but all the professionals I've spoken to, they stand by this. This really works. It's about breathing through the nose and counting to four as you exhale. There are apps, Kevin, that you can go to. You can Google it, but if you want me to suggest two, Breathe to Relax and Universal Breathing. It will explain how this is all done, but this stuff really works. Three, know that it's okay to ask for help. That means asking someone to pick up the groceries for you or calling up a friend and just say, I need to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four, it's always, if you focus on acts of kindness, writing thank you emails or thinking about who else would love to hear from you, if you're not thinking about yourself and you're focusing on what other people need, it's an amazing thing how that can bring down anxiety and stress.
All the medical studies show that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, not just COVID going through this. Anytime you're going through a crisis, if you turn outward and try to make other people's lives better, it seems to be a general rule of thumb that is almost therapeutic for you.
Brilliant. Yes. And so do a lot of that. Five, timing is everything. So, yes, you want to listen to you and you want to listen to the radio and you want to watch TV. Don't do it before you go to sleep. You know what I mean? And also try and listen to good news, just like the segment that we're doing. Find those good news stories. All right. Six, find a quote, a mantra, something that you can repeat to yourself every morning. Something that I like. It's Tony Robbins. It's when you're grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. So find something that works for you and every day just tell yourself. Okay. Seven, creative activities where you're using your hands. You want to work that into your daily routine, mom and dad. Painting, gardening if you can get outside, playing an instrument, which I know you do, Kevin.
Yeah.
Cooking. When you're using your hands, anxiety and stress diminish. Eight, explore all the apps that help with mental health. There are great ones like Calm, C-A-L-M, and Headspace. Nine, write it all down. Write everything down in a journal, how you're feeling. And if all else fails, go to Netflix. I'm recommending David Foster. I saw this great documentary biography. He's the music arranger. It was fabulous. So go to Netflix if you can't find anything else. The article for more tips, Dr. Wendy Ballett. And I'll give you the the connection so your listeners can go there and find the.
Yeah,
other
we'll
tips.
Put that up on the podcast page. You know, it's interesting. I didn't know there was a documentary out about David Foster. What a tremendously talented musician and producer for all those years that he was.
Everyone, that. Celine Dion, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston.
Oh, Chicago.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, yes. He did it with everybody. Well, Shelley, these are extremely helpful, and I'm always grateful for your input. And as the parents are thinking about all that they're going to be facing coming up this fall, friends, you've got to take charge, take control, make sure that you're not letting it get the best of you. And these are 10 simple things that you can implement. And if you missed any of them, go back and re-listen to this podcast. You can get it at KMC Radio's section on iTunes and at SoundCloud. And Shelley, as always, we are so appreciative of your effort in bringing it to us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. More news. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'll stop you right there. If you want LASIK, the LASIK Vision Institute has taken away all the obstacles.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. Get prices as low as $220 per eye with a free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by going to LASIK.com or texting WISH to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text takes seconds. The LASIK procedure typically takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the following day. The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for as little as $220 per eye. And three of our accomplished New York area doctors, Dr. Shaw, Salierno, and Fox, have performed 100,000 laser eye surgeries combined.
What's that text again?
Text WISH to 350-350 or go to LASIK.com. Again, to schedule your free consultation today, go to LASIK.com or text WISH to 350-350.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Did you buy into the timeshare lies?
I can tell you that I had a four-year experience with a timeshare corporation who did nothing but lie to me.
That swapping locations was easy?
They made this sound that this would be a really good deal, that I could go anywhere, anytime I wanted to. That never worked out.
Timeshare lies. Thousands of timeshare owners know the feeling. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I worked for the largest timeshare company in the world. When I learned the truth about what they were selling, I quit my job and instead became the pioneer in helping folks get out of their timeshare contracts legally. I understand that trusting anyone after buying a timeshare is a difficult task. That's why I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
For a free information kit on how to cancel your timeshare, call Wesley Financial Group now. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment, but 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh, always on
my road, oh, oh, I'm still New York. If it's happening,
happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, every day we try to do three things. We try to talk about the breaking news as it happens. We try to talk about what it means. We also try to talk about why it matters to the average person. And the thing that we're going to talk about here is really quite necessary, especially in light of the post-COVID scenario that we are dealing with in life right now. There happens to be a big need in, if you've noticed, in the world of the new economy, the tech economy, the home economy, the figuring out how to do life and work differently, tech skills. And there are some people that are doing some stuff about this. In fact, IBM, Corporate Social Responsibilities Department, is very much trying to create online resources to help students and adults learn some of the skills that they need to land some of these new jobs. You've noticed the job numbers have gone up the last 2 months. There's a reason for that, because skill sets are being reallocated and reapplied. And here to discuss is Guillermo Miranda. He's the global head for IBM Corporate Social Responsibility. Guillermo, it's good to have you on Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are.
That's right. Now, you are with IBM, but you actually oversee a lot of the, you've worked on lots of different platforms, not just on the American or the English side, but also in French and Portuguese and Spanish. How is the global kind of landscape reshaped because of the current circumstances that we find ourselves in?
Oh, thank you. That's a very good question. Look, the way that we see is that the trends in the economy that were driving digitalization, were driving the embracing of digital platforms, have just deeply accelerated with the current pandemic. The need to embrace new ways to do commerce, embrace new ways to serve clients, has just been immediate in your face because you need to quickly change. And we have seen this in many sectors. And one of the sectors that have to just jump into the future has been the education sector, because the schools were closed, the universities were closed for the need of the pandemic. And now the people has got much more attuned to get things online. And IBM has prepared different platforms in order to help this transition easier, in order to offer content and offer reliable ways to get upskilled or reskilled in your journey as a student, in your journey as a professional. And that's what we are doing, and we are happy to contribute to an open society.
Well, I just heard yesterday, and this is kind of amazing to me, kind of blows me away, that Harvard University is announced that it's going to be closed for the fall and for all of next year, actually. They're going to provide stuff online, but they're going to charge the full registration and tuition amount for students to stay in the Harvard system. And when I heard that, I thought, you know, this is going to, the new economy and the new way of learning is going to really change some of those things, because I don't think Harvard's going to have as many enrolled students this fall because of that. I think people by necessity are going to find cheaper and more effective ways to learn. And you guys, like you said, are pioneering some of this. Talk to me about what P-TECH is.
Yes, P-TECH is an education model that started and is a brick and mortar model when we put together high school, industry, and technical university together.
Right.
So when you finish high school, you have actually two accomplishments, not just your high school diploma, but you have also an associate degree on an area of growing capacity, growing need, computer science, digital environments, etc. So this is a model that is growing, 250 schools worldwide, 150,000 students, 24 countries. But there are pieces that you can make readily accessible in a digital way. And this is what Open P-TECH is the content of workplace learning, how to operate in this digital economy, and the content of foundational knowledge about technologies, artificial intelligence, blockchain, cloud computing, without getting into the deepest specialization that later you may need. This is to make the click and not be fearful of technology. Embrace technology. That's the new way where we are going to all operate.
What do you think sets it apart from other types of platforms that are trying to accomplish similar things?
Well, I think there are two or three components that we pay special attention. The first one is that this is completely free. So it's not a marketing trick that after two clicks, they ask you to pay for something. It's completely free. You get your skills and you get a digital badge that certifies that completely for free. The second thing is this is not product specific. This is not a marketing tool for a vendor. We do have those things for the commercial purposes, but this is agnostic. This is about technologies and new ways of working. Okay? And third, we have learned our own lessons about user centricity. So it's designed in a very easy, accessible way, and it has continuous support along your learning journey.
Well, what would be some of the technology or professional skills that it would teach?
It will teach you how to put users at the center of what you do, design thinking. Design thinking is a fundamental knowledge that for anybody that runs user platforms need to have. Understand how user centricity drives innovation in your digital platform. It helps you to understand also the very basics of agile methodologies, how to deploy and how to participate in a build, not necessarily in the more traditional way of software vendors. It also gets you into understand how artificial intelligence analytics is changing the game for different professions. And you don't need to be a technology professional in order to start using those things. You can be a small business owner that just need to enhance and strengthen your client experience online, because now most of your interactions are happening online. It's no longer the little shop in the corner. It's a delivery system behind.
P-Tech, you're going to hear a lot more about this in the days to come. And check it out, IBM.com/skills for more info on any questions that you have there. IBM.com/skills. Guillermo, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day.
Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code, The Mission.
What we try to do is we come alongside the client and we try to see what it is that they need in terms of being helped.
Daniel Buttafuoco, serving the Christian community for over 30 years.
First of all, there's a time period to get them to the finish line. The really big cases don't settle right away.
Recognized by the New York Times and the New York Daily News and voted best lawyer 5 years in a row.
There's a certain amount of stuff that has to happen from the time of that life-changing injury until the time that that case is finally in a form to be settled.
Representing serious injury victims throughout the entire U.S.
You know what? You can't help the fact that disputes will arise. That's how life is. But how you handle disputes and how you resolve them is a test of your character and of who you are.
So if you've been hurt in a serious injury or accident, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-669-4878 or online at 1-800-NOW-HURT.com.
We measure our success in terms of the number of lives that have been changed.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Very thankful to have you with us and to be able to spend this Wednesday with you per usual. Thank you to everybody that's been on the show as well. We've covered a lot of territory today, and I'm glad that we have because, friends, the days we live in are just more there's more importance to what we're doing right now than I feel like a lot of my lifetime has felt the weight of. And when we're talking about tolerance in particular and the ability to have free speech and to not cancel things, there was a story that came out yesterday about some liberal writers and thinkers and activists that all decided that they've had enough of this cancel culture. They're actually beginning to wake up and see that it's going to destroy our freedoms and our society. I was so honored and so pleased that my friend Harris Faulkner invited me to be back on her show today on Outnumbered Overtime to discuss. I was on with John Summers, who's the former comms director for former Nevada Senator Harry Reid. Here's how that went.
John, why are Democrats doing this?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that boycotts are very rarely successful, I think, as we all know. But they're also not limited to one political ideology either. We've seen this from the right as well with Colin Kaepernick, the NFL, and Nike. We've seen it now with President Trump attempting to ban TikTok from the United States. And even the evangelicals, if you remember several years ago, going after Howard Stern and actually trying to pull federal levers to get him off the air. So this isn't something that's unique to one political party or ideology. But I think the authors of the letter aren't wrong. You know, in America, you have a right to say just about anything you want, but people also have the right to hold you accountable.
Kevin?
Well, I think that not only are boycotts sometimes unwise, they can just be flat out crazy. And what we've seen in the American culture over the last 6 weeks since the death of George Floyd has spoken loudly to this. There have been calls to cancel everything. This last weekend, Disney launched Hamilton on its streaming service, 74% increase in app downloads. And you had people saying, cancel Hamilton. This has gone way too far. Yeah. It's fine to have the opinion that maybe something shouldn't exist, but this, when we stop allowing both sides to express themselves, we're going to turn into a flat culture that has no depth to it.
Look, I don't want to start the chicken and the egg and which came first, but, you know, I can point to college campuses where it seemed like there were more of them that were liberal who wanted to keep out conservative voices. So it is kind of interesting that, I mean, it looks like politically a lot of people are on the same side, on the same page. I'll come back to you, Kevin.
Well, I think that we need to remember that in a democracy or a republic that values the freedom of speech, you have to have the freedom of ideas to bounce up against each other and to eventually work themselves out in public policy. And what we've seen from the far left is a complete intolerance to be tolerant of anything other than their own opinion.
And I stand by it. Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.